The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and this is the emergency David Culley, hired by the Houston Texans podcast. Not a podcast I saw coming personally, but joining me to break down this hire and to sift through what was easily the most surprising hire of the coaching cycle, I think. The one, the only, Jason Lockenfora. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Yeah, I don't know how much Texans deciphering I can do. They are an interesting franchise, and this is an interesting move. Don't know if it'll work. Don't know if it won't work. But yes, I you know, if you would have told me that David Culley was going to get hired, and you know, you could give me a list of 10 guys who didn't get hired, I certainly would have taken the field of guys who didn't get hired.
Yeah. I mean, all right, so David Culley comes from the Baltimore Ravens, where he was their wide receivers coach, assistant head coach, and passing game coordinator. And he's, you know, by all accounts, a very popular coach, very well thought of coach. But, you know, I think there's certainly going to be some people who pick apart, you know, the fact that he, you know, is on the run heaviest team in the that the Ravens passing game, it wasn't exactly elite. Is that any sort of, do you think that's any sort of a fair concern, or is that is that more nitpicking than anything?
I mean, look, if I'm a Texans fan, my first concern is, well, what does this mean for the quarterback who wants out but won't quite come out and say it and hasn't said it yet? Can he save the situation? I think it's unfair to think any first-time head coach can do that, let alone the oldest first-time head coach in the history of the league, who, let's face it, doesn't have a huge profile. You know what I mean? It's not like Deshaun Watson has an internal dossier on David Culley. So it's a strong ask. It's an unfair ask, but that's the job that he just accepted. That's part of it. Can he do that? Well, he has 16 years with Andy Reid. He's as respected as any coach in this league. He himself, you know, dealt with racism as a player, you know, as a quarterback in the SEC, as a young coach, you know, starting out in 1978 in the college ranks. He's been in the NFL since 94. He's been around a lot of great coaches and great players. He's been a part of some very good organizations, you know, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Eagles, who've won a lot of games. So, that checks a lot of boxes. And clearly he connected with Cal McNair and Nick Caserio in a way that none of these other candidates did. But would I have concerns? Sure. He is the oldest first-time head coach in the history of the league. We are still in a pandemic where we're not sure how much hands-on stuff we're going to get. He has to deal immediately with a minefield with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt. He's got to put a staff together. Just for me personally, with that defense as bad as it is, and in disrepair, and without the kind of draft capital to try to buy your way out of it quickly, and the first name I hear connected to that job is Lovie Smith. If I'm a Texans fan, let's just say I'd have reservations.
Yeah, the two names that have been bandied about, Lovie Smith for defensive coordinator and Josh McCown for possible offensive coordinator. I mean, I can't recall a weirder coaching search
No, it's bizarre. And look, you want me to fast forward the Cliff's Notes version? I think David Culley's here to show Josh McCown the ropes for a couple of years, and then I think Josh McCown's taking over this team because they ain't going to be very good for a couple of years. I mean, they're just not. They're with the lack of draft capital, with where that the state of that roster. I mean, it's going to be a task to dig out from under to try to get to the other side. And by the time they get to the other side, I wonder if David Culley's still being given the opportunity to run that team. I hope so, but let me just say I'd have my reservations. Now, I think Josh McCown might end up being a rock star, but if you're asking me how this went, why it was so weird and why it took so long and why it ended the way it did, you know, that you're talking about a weird structure there. So, yeah, I'd have reservations about that. And then to your other points, Will, Hollywood Brown started to develop for the Ravens in the second half of this year, but you know they took a wide receiver, Devin Duvernay, in the third round of a generational wide receiver draft. He played two plays in the playoffs. Mm. You know, Miles Boykin. I mean, did they overdraft him? Maybe, but he was with Culley for 2 years. I mean, if Miles Boykin made some step up, you show me where. And they were 32nd in the league in passing. So I think if you think David Culley is going to walk in there day one with all the issues they're facing and start flicking switches and turning the lights on and, you know, off and running, I that's not how I see that job.
Yeah. You know, it does feel like it's hard to sort of approach this, but I sort of felt like the Texans approach this in a way that, I don't know, I felt like they were interviewing a certain type of candidate, and then Deshaun Watson, who was a black quarterback, made a lot of noise.
Yes.
And then their pool of candidates they were interested in hiring magically.
The search completely changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean Brian Daboll went from somebody they wanted an audience with to somebody they didn't talk to.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden they're interviewing Jim Caldwell and Eric Bieniemy and David Culley. And I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not, you know, you don't want to criticize him for, because they hired a black coach. That's very, you know, that's good. Like, you hired a minority head coach. That's a positive step and not a negative step. But the process to get there.
But did they have to get shamed into doing it?
Right. Like, is that what you want? Like, should they be shamed into hiring a black coach? And I just wonder, does that play into, like, you know, now that they hired a black head coach, which Deshaun Watson, you know, he didn't say, I want a black head coach, but he made it clear that he thought their hiring practices needed to be a little more diverse.
Yes.
You know, does hiring him, can he bridge the gap to bring
Deshaun? I don't know. I mean, yeah, we're going to find out. I mean, the first order of business has to be, and again, it's unfortunate. It's not fair to David. Like, this is not. It's hard enough to make the jump for the first time and to make the jump for the first time at age 65. Now he's got to do it into this sort of toxic, you know, sludge pit that they have. I shouldn't say they. I mean, it falls on the owner, Cal McNair. You know, that now Culley has to navigate these personalities and these pre-existing sort of circumstances and things, you know, in Deshaun Watson's eyes, sins that were committed not by Culley and way before Culley even got there, but now Culley, because he's the head coach, because that's truly the person who you're playing for every day. I mean, you're playing for the owner, but the owner's not meeting with the players every single day. The owner's not talking to you before practice and after practice. The owner isn't, you know, calling you in his office. The owner isn't sitting down with you to go over game plans and you know, self-scouts and what should we do more of? What aren't we doing enough of? That's Culley. That's the coach-quarterback relationship, especially when the coach is a former quarterback. And a big part of the reason he got hired is because of what he does with, you know, what he's done with quarterbacks and what he's done on offense.
Yeah, I mean,
can they click right away, Will? I don't know. You know, I don't know that anybody can answer that. But before he finishes hiring his coaching staff, he should probably try to get on a plane and get somewhere where he could get an audience with Deshaun Watson in person or at least on Zoom to lay out his vision for that franchise and see if he can get the quarterback to buy in.
Yeah, because that's the crazy part. What if they, What if they completely altered their coaching search to make Deshaun Watson happy and it's not enough and Deshaun Watson is demanding to be traded, you know, regardless of David Culley or whoever else they bring in? I believe they are planning on keeping Tim Kelly as their OC. So maybe
He's not going. I don't think Kelly's going anywhere. I don't think McCown's going anywhere. Yeah.
So McCown, yeah, and then McCown lives nearby and wants to coach his, wants to coach his kids. He has a bunch of kids. And so in theory, he'll be able to make that travel work. Probably wouldn't be able to do it as a head coach, which is why you want to wait a little while. Also, you don't want to hire a former player straight as a head coach. By the way, David Culley, worth noting, was the wide receivers coach for the 2014 Kansas City Chiefs. Do you know what the most notable thing about the 2014 Kansas City Chiefs offense was?
Was that like the Dwayne Bowe years, and they went a year without a – then they go like a season without a –
wide receiver,
or some long stretch of games without a receiver scoring a touchdown.
An entire season without a wide receiver scoring a touchdown, a receiving touchdown. It's in an Andy Reid offense. It's kind of insane to think that ever happened once upon a time. But Jamaal Charles, Travis Kelce both had 5 touchdowns. Anthony Fasano 4, Joe McKnight 2, Niall Davis and Anthony Sherman 1 each. And Dwayne Bowe, AJ Jenkins, Albert Wilson, Donnie Avery, Jason Avant, a big goose egg.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's huge for David Culley. He's been a football lifer. He's a guy who probably should have been considered in the past. I'll take the probably out of it. But to have to jump in with both feet in a pandemic when you can't just have your office doors wide open and guys coming in and out, right? When you're dealing with these off-season rules and you're dealing with the situations that they're dealing with there with the Deshaun Watson, that is a lot, again, a lot of minefields to have to try to navigate right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, he's a guy who, in hindsight, should have gotten a look at some point in the 13 years he was working with Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
And the system, I mean, you know, I think the system is screwed up in terms of how teams find coaches now. I mean, it's even worse then, you know? Like, you didn't have teams making – you know, mining very, I mean, yeah, they would look at coaching staffs, but it was just basically for 10, 15 years there, like they're doing what they did. They're doing on a grander scale. They're doing what they are doing to McVay now, but with Bill Walsh's coaching tree.
Yeah. Right.
Just, or like Mike Holmgren's coaching tree. Just,
right.
And
right.
And wouldn't look to Andy Reid's coaching tree for whatever. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. He's a guy who probably should have gotten a look before. Didn't. You're right. He's 65. He's 3 years older than Vic Fangio.
He's the fifth oldest coach in the league.
That's crazy.
And I kept hearing they wanted experience, but I took that more to mean previous head coaching experience a la Caldwell or Leslie Frazier. You know what I mean? But obviously they did hire an experienced guy. But again, I'd be lying if I said it just didn't look like to me with a young GM that it's being set up for in a year where it was always going to be transition and turmoil and with all hell breaking loose with Watson and everything else, that this is a kind of get me over. And I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a get me over to McCown, who I was reporting back in September was going to be a head coach in this league way before anybody would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was the first black quarterback at Vanderbilt, as Jonathan has noted on Twitter last night. Also, he's been a coach for 40 plus years. He's, you know, off field experiences, on field leadership played a role in his hiring. I mean, I do think if you're making this hire and assuming that you have some sort of contact with Deshaun Watson, I would hope that that you have gotten his input. Like, hey, like, do you know David Culley? You know, would you be interested? Like, we like this guy. We think he's a good coach.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's been like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think he obviously was aware of who the finalists were and who they were interviewing. And there were probably some text or emails or maybe even phone calls, but I don't know about a whole lot of full-fledged conversations and back and forth. I don't believe that's been going on. And again, that's part of the reason that this is so tricky. Cause that's what David Culley's walking into.
Mm, goodness gracious. All right. Well, one of the more surprising hires of the cycle for sure. I wish David Culley the best. I mean, you've spent 26 years in the league coaching and, you know, 40 years coaching in your career, and you finally, and that's the other part too. If you're David Culley,
You have to, you know that you're walking into what ultimately is, you know, a pretty good chance of you getting, I mean, you have to know that there's a decent chance you're fired within 3 years.
Right.
But you spend 26 years in the NFL as a assistant coach with nary a sniff as a head coaching job. You really don't have a choice. You kind of have to take this and give it a shot.
Yeah. And, you know, you give it your best bet to try to keep Deshaun Watson there, who obviously gives you a much better chance of winning meaningful games sooner rather than later. But again, you're trying to dig out of a hole that somebody else built.
Yep. It's not a good spot to be in, but we wish them the best of luck. And we will be monitoring, of course, what the Houston Texans do with Deshaun Watson. Going to be a top storyline this offseason, along with plenty of other quarterbacks, which means I'm sure we'll talk to Jason Lockefora in the near future. Thanks as always, buddy. Good chat.
You got it. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.